Hi, I hope we're live.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody. I hope you can hear me. This is Sharon Hill, and this is Media Monday, every Monday at noon on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Looking here to see if we can also put this on Facebook Live. Trying to find where to do that. And I know it's been a challenge this morning, having difficulty getting on. It's been a while since I've been on the air. We had an active season in Lilydale. Even with the COVID, we were open in a limited capacity. And it was a very interesting season and quite a wonderful season for those who actually were able to experience Lilydale this year. States were on the do not visit list without quarantining, and it prohibited many people from coming, as well as Canada, whose bridge was not open. And it was quite a low season. Not too many people were able to make it, but those who did, I'm sure, had very wonderful time. The people who came were so delightful this year, just so pure and authentic, and their motivation to be coming and to be there was just wonderful to experience this year. And then the limited capacity, those who were able to get in also for like Monday night circles, which we had in a limited capacity. So some people were not able to get in, but for those who did, you know, it was quite nice and quite wonderful. It was the most peaceful energy, and I have to say, the weather this year in Lilydale was absolutely amazing, just wonderful almost every day, and I haven't seen better weather in all the years I have been there and all the years I had been coming there previously. So that was quite a delight, a nice treat in the midst of all the COVID challenges that were ongoing. And for those of you who are tuning in here, and I do see we have people who are holding, waiting to get on, love to take your questions. And also, you can call in for a free reading. We're doing little mini readings online here on this show. It's always part of the show. The format is to answer a question or speak on a topic or have a guest and then call in for a reading or with your questions. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And for those of you who are having trouble finding the show as well, it would be blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, and you will be able to find Media Monday listed there, as well as other shows that are sponsored by the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm Sharon Hill, and welcome to Media Monday. I did want to speak on a topic this morning, and it's a topic that comes up quite a bit. It's one that's not always recognized by people, especially those who are developing one of the more challenging aspects or gifts of the spirit, claircognizance, the direct knowing from spirit. This is where you would automatically know, and you're sure that you know something. You know it all over your being, all over your body. You just know. But if someone asked you how you knew, you would not be able to tell them, because it's coming directly from spirit through your whole being. And it's not like you get a vision. It's not like you hear anything. It's the complete knowingness of it called claircognizance. And it's a difficult one to recognize. And many people have it, and they have it either on a regular basis or in moments. And it's challenging because there's no way to really, in our culture, no context, no understanding of what that is. Kind of like when you're a sensitive or clairsentience, when you're feeling things, always the challenge is, am I feeling mine or someone else's? And the truth is, there's only one of us here. So to sort that can be a bit challenging. And claircognizance, is it my thought? How do I know this? And for people who have experienced this, especially on a somewhat regular basis, it can be, you know, very daunting. And these are what I call the crazy-making pieces, the clairsentience and the claircognizance, the crazy-making clairs, because they're so difficult at times, so challenging to identify, isolate, or to understand in their entirety. So I did have someone ask me a question about this recently, and I haven't come across any really good ways or good resources about this, and I realized, wow, this really is more challenging than we might think in the understanding of it. So I wanted to speak a little bit about it, and it's the thing you know before you can know, the thing you think before you can think, and that really is the way that you know. If it comes to you before you can think, then it's not coming from your thinking mind. And that's always the challenge. Am I thinking this, or is it a message? If you're thinking it, that would be your left brain entering in, the logical side of the mind, and it will be coming in. You'll be processing things as we do, as we're taught in our culture, in our world, to process the critical thinking skills. But when something comes to you in its entirety before you can think, this is one of the ways that you know that it really came from spirit and not from you. So a little bit hard to identify, but a way to do this, and even with meditation, if you meditate, it makes it much easier. You get more clarity around it because things slow down. And for anyone who's meditated regularly, you know that when you first start meditating, well, it seems like you're worse than ever. Your mind is just racing. But the truth is, you finally slowed down enough to realize how much your mind is racing. And so it isn't that things have changed. It's that you've slowed your own frequency enough to realize the state that you're in, to recognize it, to become aware. And so it's the awareness that we gain around that. And meditation certainly does help in terms of gaining awareness around the gifts of the spirit, clairsentience, and claircognizance in particular, that might be more difficult to recognize, say, as clairvoyance, a vision, or clairaudience, hearing something, clairgustance, tasting something, or clairolfaction, smelling something. And the ones that are a bit more subtle, a bit trickier, or involve the entire being and not an isolated chakra per se, that makes it a bit more challenging to recognize at times. So meditation certainly will help along these lines, to help identify and increase the awareness of the experience of the clear cognizance. And also then to go one step further, well, where's this coming from? There's always the question. Once we understand, well, is this coming from spirit, in the same way with clairsentience, we might ask, well, is this mine or someone else's? And you will get an answer. If it's yours, it'll stay. If it's someone else's, it will leave. So I don't know what that 90-second warning was about. I hope that people are able to hear. I really don't know. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller. Here is first caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who are you, and what's your question?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia. And my question is about family. My aunt, Barbara, passed away suddenly in last February, and she's the one that usually kept the family together, and I've been thinking about her lately, and it's really been bothering me to, I'm just ask the question, you know, are we going to come together as a family still after my aunt left?
You're still together as a family. You are still together as a family, so that it doesn't ever leave. Families, whether they're incarnate or discarnate, whether they're alive here on the earth plane or living in the spirit world, we're all still living in consciousness still together. I don't know what this stream is. We may get cut off. Just want to let you know. I have a 10-second warning here. We're at 4 seconds. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of those right now. Second, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so we're good. All right, she is still there, and the family is still together. If you're thinking about her, it means usually when we think about someone, they're thinking about us. The consciousness, the conscious awareness is there. So your exact question, now you said she did pass into spirit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you said she's from Georgia. I'm also feeling a connection to be a little further. They're showing me a little bit further. That would be west, around some water. So could you go toward the Louisiana area as well with your family, please?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense to you. Because I'm being shown this, and I do believe she's here. I also have a gentleman spirit side who's showing me things. He would have been on the thinner side, and he would have had a little goatee or beard. It did turn
yes.
Gray there, silver. You understand that?
Yeah.
He's here as well,
yes.
And calling you like a honey child. You're quite sweet to him. Quite precious you are to these two people, spirit side, and they're so delighted that you're asking these questions because they know you're going to see your mama again is how they're saying it. You're going to see your mama again, and you better get ready for it. That's how they're saying it. So I know there were some issues in the family, you and your mom, right? You understand that?
Yes.
All right. So they're letting you know you better prepare now because you're all going to see each other again, all right? And that's what they're
okay.
telling you, and they're laughing about it because it won't be anything like what you're thinking. You know, the understanding will be there in a much more profound way through the lens of love and the understanding that happens when we get that life review and we see things in there in a more accurate state through the lens of love and the parts that we play here. So they're telling you, don't worry about it, honey child, literally what they're saying to you. I also have another lady here, spirit side, who had very white hair. She used to pin it back in like a bun. It was quite long and very thick, actually. And I do feel she would have been further away from many of the family members and or set aside for a while among the family. Make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. They're just letting you know so much love. They're hearing you. They're thinking of you. You've been wondering about family members who are also still living that you haven't connected with in a while, wondering if you should even try. Do you understand?
Yes.
Everything in the end gets sorted out. And if you can make peace while you're here, all the better. All right? So that's their message
okay.
for you. and know that you're not alone, that they are giving you the impetus to do these things, and that your inclination to try and heal that family, those family issues, is right on target. You are being I'll call it pricked by the spirit world, touched by the spirit world along these lines, and anything that you can do toward that end will be wonderful, but not to get caught in the middle of anyone's drug usage or bad behavior. And there are a couple people here that are showing me, I'm not going into detail, but you do understand there are some real issues still in and around some family members, all right? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I wish you the best. They're bringing in a birthday cake. I don't feel it's your birthday, but it's someone who lives with you or is related to you. Does that make sense?
My son's birthday is Friday.
Happy birthday. They don't want to miss a chance to wish him a happy birthday. Will you pass it along, please?
I will.
Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, you're online. Who am I speaking with? Whoops.
Oh, hi there.
Hey.
I think you only scheduled your show for 15 minutes, so I think you're not on air on Blog Talk right now, but we can hear you on the phone.
Oh, okay, so I'm off radio. Okay, that's what happened. All right. It says, yes, I'm using my iPhone now. So it was only a 15-minute schedule. It's supposed to be an hour-long show. All right, but I will go ahead and answer you. So you called in.
Okay, thank you. My name's Jennifer, and I love Lilydale.
Okay.
I love the pictures that I see in fall of Lilydale. I'm sorry because I'm in Canada that I couldn't go this year, but love it there.
Really.
Yeah, I usually camp. It's so beautiful. I was looking for a connection from the other side. Do you want, or do you just want to see who you pick up on?
Well, is there someone in particular you wanted?
Well,
you're sounding like there is, but then you're kind of not sure. I have a lady here for you, actually, and that you say you're Canadian. She actually has what I refer to as a Canadian accent, which isn't real. It means that she will be more along the French Canadian side of the family. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
not everybody from that side of the family, right? You kind of have a mix here and a blend. And I also have a connection to someone. You have some family member or some strong connection to Australia as well. Does that make sense?
Not me. No.
Okay. In the family, just remember we said that, okay? Remember they said that.
Yep.
All right?
Okay.
I don't know if someone's going to actually go there. I don't know what that's about, but they're saying it loud and clear. So I'm just going to leave that with you. I'm going to say this lady, I like her. She a bit tough. You know, she did not mince her words. She said what she thought. She meant what she said. And like it or not, it was coming out of her mouth, and you were going to listen, and that's kind of how it went. And I do feel a lot of kids running around at the time. You would have known her, and you would have been one of them. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know about a lot of kids, but there were some, yeah.
Okay, and when I say a lot, I'm looking at probably about 4 or 5 max, and I do feel a blend here. So I know that at least one of them is a cousin. Okay, I'll tell you that. Okay, and I don't think children weren't what she loved the most, all right? Just say that. I know she was the warmest toward children, but she was a good lady. You were one of the most astute children. You didn't miss a thing, and you also have the mind and the mouth to say what you are thinking. And it's been a lifelong lesson for you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so does everyone who's been around you understand that? And you're married, please. You're currently married, please?
Oh, no.
Okay. You were married in the past?
Yes.
Okay. They're showing me a time when you were married. So I can't tell time and spirit, so I don't know if I'm present or past. All right? So this will be a memory they're sharing in the past. And I do feel that your speaking your truth or speaking up has caused unforeseen challenges, but gifts in the end. You know, do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may have taken you a while to find your strength with that, especially because people tended to blame you. You know, it's easy to blame the person who's saying the thing we don't want to hear, but it really doesn't change the truth. And so you and this woman are an awful lot alike along those lines, and she spotted that from the get-go. In fact, you would have been one of her favorites, and we would know that because all her yelling, she wouldn't have yelled at you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a favorite.
So, yes, you were. She's also showing me pancakes. Was this a special treat when you saw her, please?
I can't remember.
Okay. You can think about it later. She's showing me pancakes, and it feels like this will be something special. All right?
All right.
So not norm. And she's just saying that she's proud of you. She's proud of you.
No.
And that you've come,
thank you.
You've come a long way, and what you've had to do has been really difficult. She's claiming that for you, honoring that for you, and that she's showing a pen in your hand as well. So I know you've had to work and study hard to be where you are now. And that wasn't planned in your life the way that it turned out, correct?
Right, yes.
You never thought you'd be providing for yourself and others like you are. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And she's very proud of you. And she's saying you could do it. She's also showing me a fish. So I know that someone was around an area where fish was a main staple. Do you understand that as well?
Could be my grandpa. They grew up on a river.
Okay, I'm going to take that. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the strength, you know, like they caught their food or you fish for your food. It's kind of like that reference, you know, teach someone to fish, they eat for a lifetime, give them a fish, nothing, right?
That's strong right. Bones, that's what I do day. With my kids. I'm teaching my kids to fish. Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, but you had to learn yourself because you weren't really taught well. And you had to pay the price for that. And so it made all the difference in the world to you and in the decision of what to do raising your own children. She's so proud of you, just so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
She's also letting me know, would you understand your mom in the spirit world now, please?
No, she's alive.
Okay, is this a mother-in-law to you then?
Mother-in-law, yes, she died.
Because I do feel motherly from her, and even though your marriage didn't work out for obvious reasons we're not going into, you would understand she actually had a lot of admiration for you.
Yes.
She's coming through to let you know that. She's also proud, and I'm getting chills everywhere.
Aw.
She's so happy you raised the girls right, is what she's saying.
The girl. That's a joke because she was always confused.
But you understand
their names and everything, but they're all boys. Yeah.
Okay, but you understand her reference, don't you? Yes, you understand her reference.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, right, you can't, you know, you have to teach everyone to fend for themselves, and that's what you did. Despite circumstances. She's also giving me a reference to there was a time, a window where they had no contact with their dad. Is that true?
No, they were always in contact with him. But he wasn't around a lot, so she could be referencing.
Yeah, they're showing me a short window where there was nothing, okay? So maybe it was his choice. I don't know, but they're showing that to me. And again, somewhat of a wake-up call to the kids, right?
Oh, I think he went away to England for 2 weeks, and she died in that period, so they didn't talk to him in those 2 weeks.
Okay, so you understand what she's talking about. It was growing up moments is really what she's showing me, in that you've handled them well. She's just so proud of you. They're proud of you.
Thanks, Jean.
So did you have a specific question you wanted to ask? Or?
No, I just it's Thanksgiving in Canada, so I just wanted to reach out and connect with my loved ones there in spirit.
They're eating fish, and they're all good, and they're proud of you, and what you've been able to do for the family. All right.
All right. I love them. Thank you very much. And just if you stop the show or hang up now, you can restart the show for another half hour if you log back in.
I can?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
The show's already ended, so you just need to program another show. You just need to start another show at 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
All right. Let's
default
see
to
15
minutes, so you got to make sure you check off the right amount of time. Default's the 15.
Well, I thought it was pre-programmed here, so, right? And we're here. And
yeah,
end episode, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. I appreciate it. You said Jennifer, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate your help, Jennifer. Thank you kindly.
And I appreciate you bringing my loved ones to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.